Krubel Amare was looking for happiness and being able to be free. And just being able to be who he is as a person, not being scared of what he really is.
Maintaining, actual pursuit of happiness, like, being able to, like, be free and, like, not, like, be scared to be who I am.
Because when he was younger, he got bullied at school.
The fact that I was always around negative energy, like, oh, it's something that was just hella negative, like, it just, I don't know, I kind of put my foot down, and I was like, you know, I think it's time for a little something different, you know, something that will uplift, you know, instead of bringing someone down.
That really didn't get to him, but he believes it was a phase that he was going through and he felt lost. He started taking classes down the street from his house, and everybody will make fun of him, look at him like he's a weird kid that is not fitting in with other kids.
Breakdancing, b-boying was something that was an art form to me. It was a craft. So, like, everything I did in that form of art, it kind of, like, it was like my visual instrument to seeing something, or like it was my way to express myself visually.
He believed that there is always an artistic value that everyone carries. He found it hard to see how he grew up with certain people, and later in life you just don't relate to them anymore because of what all you have become. It's your girl Dilma DeSantos from Radioactive.